prophet, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high will visit us, to shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And our first song today is actually going to be number 91. So in your hymnal, number 91.
Thank you. direction so we are all together on it. Help me remember, guys. The echo, I believe, is the guys, right? The girls. The girls. Okay, the guys are first, girls. We sing the echo. This is a favorite when we go caroling. So.
Great our joy. God, thank you so much for the Advent season that we're right now celebrating. And thank you that the word Advent means coming. And we thank you, God, that it's celebrating your coming to earth as a baby that allows us to, when we pray, know that you are the God of all creation and that you are the God that has in store for us a new heaven, a new earth in which we can hope with a hope that is not futile, but a hope that is rich and deep and strong. And so with that, God, today we pray over our prayer list here. We pray for those who are in need of healing. We pray for the expectant mothers and also just for the greater world. So God, we lift up to you Mike Shirley, who on Monday will be having a surgery procedure done on his hip. Just pray that you'd be with him and that it would be a quick and speedy recovery and that it would go well. Just pray that he would know your peace in the midst of it. We also pray for Roland King. He was admitted to LGH, I believe, last Sunday. He's going to be having gallbladder surgery on Monday. Just pray that you'd be with Roland. Just watch over him. Protect him. God, I pray that this procedure would go well and that all would be healed with him. And God, we also this morning lift up to you Brandon. This is Bob Carr's cousin's son, who was in a very bad car accident. And we just pray for him. We pray for a miracle, for a Christmas miracle. I heard from Bob this week that Brandon went through some surgery to have rods put in his legs. He's also dealing with the breaks in his leg were so bad that he had particles from his leg, which are now in his brain. And just, God, I pray that you would be with him, that those particles would dissolve and that his brain would be able to function normally when this is all over. I just pray that you'd be with Brandon's family, too. I pray that you would be with them, that they would know the peace of you in their hearts, even though I'm sure this is a very, very difficult time for them. As their son is broken, I just pray that they would turn to you and trust in you. God, we also pray for the expectant mothers in our church body. We pray for Alicia and Ken Angle and for Rebecca and Nate Erb, who both are expecting a babies in next March, 2 days apart. And we also pray for Krista and Timothy Cody as they're having a baby due in May. I just pray that you'd be with mother and child in all of these situations, that there would be health and good deliveries. And God, we just pray also for the California wildfires. We know that they are still raging on. Just pray that you'd be with all of the people who are displaced. Pray that in this time that they would find what really matters in life. And just pray for those who have lost life, for families who've been devastated by this. I pray that they would know your peace in the midst of all of this. We pray all these things, God, in your name. And we thank you for who you are. Amen. And at this time, the Advent reading is going to take place.
Okay, I'm reading out of Micah 5, 1 to 5. Looks like there's a lot of animals in here with us today. Marshal your troops, O city of troops, for a siege is laid against us. They will strike Israel's ruler on the cheek with a rod. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until a time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. When the Assyrian invades our land and march through our fortresses, we will raise against him 7 shepherds, even 8 leaders of men. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for the blessings you give us in this wonderful time of year. the most magical time of the year when we celebrate your birth. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Nancy and Mike. Steve's going to give us the announcements now at this time.
Welcome, everyone. Great to see a lot of visitors today for our special children's program. That's exciting. I know we'll all be blessed by that, as we are when the kids come every year. So thank you for being here. It's also great to worship God during this time of year when we're celebrating the birth of Jesus. God is still in the business of birth, as we prayed for people having babies. Well, God filled this world with his presence by becoming one of us. And what a miracle that was. Something I don't think, as many years as I've believed it, that I'll ever fully fathom it. It's a miracle of Christmas. And so may your remembrance of that be a mighty blessing in your life. Thank you to Joyce and Mary and all the others. There are many that have worked to bring about this program. We are, for those of you visiting, in the midst of a preaching series that Timothy is doing, and he concludes that four-week series today. Next week will be our Christmas Eve service. We're not having a service in the morning, as you read in the bulletin, because Christmas Eve is a Sunday, and our service will be the 6 o'clock candlelight service, and Mark will be preaching for that. And Timothy wraps up his series called Angels We Have Heard on High today, and he's going to do that more briefly than usual, but before the children sing. And he'll tell you more about that when he preaches. We're looking forward to the conclusion of that Advent preaching series. Today we go Christmas caroling, and if you didn't plan to do that, you're welcome. We're just going to pile into cars. We really only have two to visit with carols today. That would be Rollin's wife, Janet, and Nan Gable's mother, Rose. And I'll have directions for everyone that goes, and we can jump in cars together, and it won't take real long. I want to make a revision to the bulletin announcement. We've decided that it makes more sense, rather than coming back to the church after we carol, to do the cookies and hot chocolate after the lunch today. We are having a lunch. And by the way, and I hope you're listening here, everyone's invited to lunch. There's three soups, there's different kinds of sandwiches. Whether you're going caroling or not, it's still a fellowship time. We thank Nancy and Madge who've put that together and anybody who helped them. But you're welcome to come down, continue in fellowship right after the service, even if you're not going to be going caroling. If you are, we'll go caroling after that. So that's a little revision to what's in the program. Also, notice that we will be having our New Year's Eve family night. That's also a Sunday, and we are having worship that morning, but not Sunday school. We're taking 2 weeks off Sunday school during this holiday week, so just keep that in mind. And I noticed a lot of people call me and say, what time is the dinner? Because we have it at 5 or 5:30 or 6 or whatever. Both the events are 6 o'clock. The candlelight service, and the New Year's family night fellowship. Also, the men's breakfast, it's not listed in the program, but we do that on the fourth Fridays, and we will be having that at Lewis's Restaurant at 6 a.m. this Friday. I know it's only 3 days before Christmas, but it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and Park City's not open, so you can't do last-minute Christmas shopping. You can come and start your day with the men, and many of you will be off work, so maybe we'll flood Lewis's with some good men's fellowship and breakfast on Friday morning, so keep in mind that that's happening as well. I think that takes care of the announcements. Just be aware as well that there's an announcement in the bulletin. The children that are in the nursery today will be coming up for the children's musical. Timothy's going to preach after the greeting. And then we have the musical. Then we close the service. So if you have children in the nursery, please bring them up. We want the nursery staff to be able to hear the musical. It'll be loud enough, and there'll be enough children here that we hope they'll enjoy that experience. So That doesn't happen, though, until after Timothy's finished preaching. So if you can just plan to do that, we would appreciate it. And now, we are moving along, which we're doing really well. In time, I hope that pays off as we have a big day today. But let's just take a few minutes. Welcome visitors. Go up to somebody you don't know, somebody you do know, and say Merry Christmas and God bless you. And please welcome one another in Jesus' name.